Books on Tape presents The Lady and the Panda by Vicky Constantine Croke. Read by Lorna Raver. Author's Note. A note on Chinese terms. During Ruth Harkness's time in the East, the standard method for the phonetic notation and transliteration of Mandarin Chinese words was the Wade-Giles system, which brought us Peking, Wang Pu, and Chongqing. Today, the standard is Pinyin, which spells those places Beijing, Huangpu, and Chongqing. This book uses both, depending on the context. China is a country of unforgettable color, and often, quite unbidden, come vivid pictures to my mind. Sometimes it is the golden roofs of the imperial city in Peking. Or again it is the yellow corn on the flat-roofed little stone houses in the country of the Tibetan borderland. Ruth Harkness. Preface. Some momentous encounters feel that way from the start. And so it was for me and the story of Ruth Harkness. In the spring of 1993, while researching a book about zoos, I came across a tantalizing story that, even in the barest outline, electrified me. In a special anniversary issue of the magazine published by Chicago's Brookfield Zoo, and in a follow-up conversation with the zoo's marketing director, I learned of Harkness, a dress designer and socialite, who in 1936 took over her dead husband's expedition to the border of China and Tibet, and captured the first giant panda to be seen in the West. At the time, the panda hunter was an international...